This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Oh my God, I'm looking at myself in the video monitor right now. Somebody asked me to record my show today, so I said, okay. You know, I've got that Silver Fox plan. I'm working with my trainer right now. My wife is feeding me according to the Silver Fox plan. And looking in the camera, I'm starting to become a Silver Fox. Can you call yourself a Silver Fox? Can you do that? Is that okay? I think you almost have to if you set the goal. A Silver Fox is, you know, an older gentleman who's got silver hair, white hair, probably has a beard. It's very attractive and highly charismatic. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm checking off most of the boxes there. Not bad. Not bad. Look, I lose myself in my podcast. Let's get back. So today, we're talking about intentions. Do you have good intentions? Man, there is just a waterfall of good intentions all over the planet right now. A lot of folks expecting to get something for a good intention. And I'm not saying you shouldn't get something for a good intention. Hey, attaboy, pat on the back. Awesome, you intended. But do you get the prize? Not necessarily. We'll talk about that today, okay? Sometimes you do, though. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. My name is Scott Smith. Happy to have you here today. Let me stop for just a second. I just recognize that yesterday I stepped up to the microphone here, and I was kind of in your face for a little bit. The first 4 or 5 minutes of the podcast, I was speaking the truth. I was almost preaching to you there. And I caught myself in the middle of it. I said, wait a second. Sound like a motivational fire and brimstone dude. Can't do that. So I caught myself and reeled back a little bit, but then I realized I was speaking the truth, and so much of what goes on in this world is just not the truth. Everybody has a mask on. You have a mask on. Most people have a mask on. So sometimes I get frustrated because I understand that the very simple thing that you want to do to be motivated, you got to rip the mask off to get down to that sometimes. So if that offended you a little bit or you got a little bit upset, sorry, it was, yesterday? It was a Wednesday? It happens. So today we're talking about intentions. So if you happen to be one of the good intention people on the planet, good for you. I think you should always have good intentions. I do. You should always mean well. We all should. I think most of us do. I don't know too many people in my world who have bad intentions. Like I said a few weeks ago, I never know anybody who has made an intentional bad decision. I've been challenged on that a little bit, and I kind of agree with some of the other side coming at me, but I think most people have pretty good intentions. I know that I do, and I also know that I mess up. My number one value is I will try to do the best I can, which would mean I try to have the best intention I possibly can. When I mess up, and I will say I'm sorry, and I will try again. Some people say, Scott, I thought your number one value was family and honesty, integrity, and a work ethic. Yeah, I had all that stuff, but I just realized that when I said my number one value was to try the best I can, if I mess up, I'll say I'm sorry and try again, worked for me better. Isn't that what it's all about, though? Finding what works for you better? Finding something that resonates with you. So don't copy me. Get ideas from me and then make it your own. Find out what works for you. Be your own person. You'll be happier for it. But good intentions. Do you get out of bed every single day, plant your feet on the ground, and start getting things done? And do you do it with an intention? Is it a good intention or is it just bad intention? Or is just you're just kind of meaningless going through the day? It's kind of 2 days in a row I've talked about that stuff, right? If you take a minute, you'll notice the happiest and most successful and content people in life live a life of intention. But having an intention is not a magical force reserved for a special few at all. It implies a little more than what you plan to bring about in your life. You have to do something about it. Living with a set of values and belief system, whatever that happens to be. If you do that, you're living intentionally. And sometimes it's not the easiest thing to live intentionally because whatever you decide to do that's good for you and you think probably good for the greater cause as well, it's not going to match up with everybody out there. But sometimes it does too. people can see folks with good intentions and good values and good beliefs. They can see it. They can feel it. It's an action. It's right in front of them. It's real. So I was remembering about intentions when I met my future wife, Joy. We go back a long time now. This is now, we're going to be together. I mean, this year is our 16th wedding anniversary. I've known her 17 years because I met her about 6 weeks after my first wife passed away, and I know how long my first wife has been gone. But it worked out, right? She swooped in and saved me, or maybe she recognized a find and grabbed me and said, he's mine. That's what I like to think. Ask her about it. She has a different story, I'm sure. But I realized back then, an intention was emerging in my mind. Every single passing day, that intention transformed into a goal. You know me, I'm a goal-setting kind of guy, and I had a beautiful woman right in front of me, and she was single, and so was I. I'm like, oh, wait a second. I need to plan along with a timeline. I became obsessed, and I was on a mission to succeed. I had good intentions. But more than good intentions was needed to get what I wanted. See, in my case, I knew where I was heading. Joy was only the beginning. She was only beginning to understand what was on my mind. We were dating, right? And she'd dated before. She's a beautiful woman. I still don't like it. I was totally broke the rules. She knew I was going to be around eventually. She should have saved herself for me. That was exactly what I thought it should have been. She didn't. And she told me about it. And I don't like that either. One day, though, she asked me. She recognized I was serious about what I was doing. I was wearing my best clothes. I was polite. All the good stuff. So, Mr. Smith, what are your intentions exactly? Ask her. She'll tell you. She said those words. It was at a French restaurant in Mount Dora. Just before I held her hand for the first time. But without missing a beat, when she asked me that, I simply said my intentions are very simple. I will do anything possible to get you to fall in love with me, marry me, and spend the rest of our lives together. And yes, I said it with that voice, too. Probably slower than that, and probably waited for the right beat of music and just for the coffee to arrive. Her jaw dropped. He smiled, took a sip of that coffee. And she said, well, we'll keep going and see what happens. Ah, I hate that answer from a woman. Let me take that back. I hate that answer from anybody. I do. We'll see what happens. I don't like the see what happens answer. Sometimes see what happens is good. Sometimes we have to do that. We have to evaluate. A lot of times, have you noticed, what we're really doing is waiting for all hell to break loose, and then we'll deal with it then, right? That's kind of what it is. Think about something in your life right now where you're waiting to see what happens, and you know you shouldn't do that because it's not going to be good. It's like, well, wait a second. You know, I have a generator outside, all right? It hasn't been checked on by the maintenance guy in 4 years, and we just heard it's going to be a big hurricane season here in Florida. So, but, you know, I'm going to see what happens. I spend the money now. By the way, he's here every 6 months for me. I don't wait and see what happens on much of anything. My intention is to have electricity during a hurricane. Man. We'll see what happens. We'll see how things go. I already know how things are going. Why do we need to wait? I know my intention. I'm going to get it. That's what's going to happen. Of course, I didn't say any of that to her, by the way. I did not. I just smiled and held her hand. I won't tell you what happened after that. Frankly, I don't remember, but it might have been something else. You could imagine that. If you come up with something good, send me a note. Let me know what it was. Okay, so where was I? Yeah, I didn't say any of that stuff to her. But see how things go? She didn't know I was frustrated. To me, I was just doubling down. To me, this was a sales call. That's all this was. I had to close the deal. And you know, closing is really about the opening, right? That's really what it is. And I'd already had a pretty good opening, so I was on a roll here. So now I had to close the deal, had to do it on my timeline. I had my intention. She wasn't quite there yet, though. Just getting what you want in life does require knowing your intentions, for sure. I mean, listen, dating is a funny thing to do, but anybody who's been in the dating world, particularly after you're 17 or 18 years old, knows it's no fun. It takes a lot of standing by your intention to get things to work, doesn't it? The next step is always to take those intentions and transform them into goals and actions. But you and your dreams are not living on an isolated island, are they? If others are involved, you got to let them know what you have in mind. I used to fly in the airplane with Joy all the time. It's nice when you ride a motorcycle and fly airplanes when you meet somebody and you're single. Suddenly, you're pretty popular. I'd be in the air all the time coming into air traffic control here in Orlando. And I say, pilot, please state your intentions. I said, there it is again. He wants to know what I'm going to do. Just like I told Joy, what I'm going to do. What are you going to do? Have you set out with an intention today? Have you said what your intention is? Does that mean you're going to get what you want? Probably not. Maybe so. It could happen. It could not happen. Who knows? But if you don't have the intention, how can you set a goal? How can you take action? And if you have an intention and you take off to do all kinds of things, yet you don't tell anybody else about it, particularly those who can help you. If I didn't tell Joy that was my intention, what would she have thought? What if some guy came up while I was in the restroom at a bar someplace and hit on her, which happened a couple of times? I couldn't defend my prize, but she knew my intention and she had kind of bought into that a little bit, so she was with me. Have you done that? Have you come up with a plan? Have you stated an intention? Have you gone out after it and you wonder why nobody's helping you? Maybe it's because nobody knows about you. Probably got a partner in your quest someplace, don't you? But who's your best partner? Who's your first partner? If you're sitting there today saying, you know what? I really haven't decided what I want to do, how I want to change, what I want to become. Or maybe I have decided, and I'm committed to it, and yet nobody's helping me. Maybe you need to state it to somebody else, so they can state it back to you and test and validate and make sure you're serious about what you say you want. Your intentions will lead you to your goals, and your actions will create the success that you want for everybody around you as well. So live with intention every single day. Don't start a day without it. Don't end a day without it. It's yours all day long.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?